RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Ah, welcome everybody.
What
are you doing,
What happened now?
I'm going to let the music play out. This needs to be said.
What needs to be said?
So, we watching the video
of
Nigeria, them getting
Anthony Joshua
out of the car.
Oh, okay.
Now, he get out of the car.
Okay.
They snatching him up out of the car like guys in suits with, like, he don't look banged. He looks banged up, but he ain't got no nothing wrong with his body.
Okay.
Right? He gets out of the car, man. Man, he looks, you know, like, why is he only got shorts on and whatever? Tobin looks over and goes, "Ooh, look, a D-Wade fan."
Why you saw Dwayne Wade jersey?
He was yelling at me because he's like, "You have no couth," and I'm like, "Look at everybody around. Nobody there has couth.
Wait,
they're all
they got. Look, some of them don't have shoes. Some of them don't have shirts on. I guess the medical staff is suited and booted, right?" But they all got cell phones.
They all got
cell phone pictures.
This guy has a nicer D-Wade jersey than I've ever had. And he's just sitting there all like watching Anthony Joshua get out of there. Nobody's trying to help
him. Nobody's trying to help him.
Nobody's trying to help him.
It looked bad.
Yeah.
Like, the car looked. Look.
Two people perished.
Yeah.
The car looked smashed all the way until where he was sitting.
It's crazy. Yeah, he got very, very, he got lucky that he walked away. Obviously, these individuals did not, because the truck they hit, it was like one of those massive storage trucks.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if it wasn't moving or what. According to reports, it was stationary, so I don't know what the hell was going on there.
Somebody was speeding, maybe?
I don't know.
But you ever been to Jamaica?
Yeah.
That's how they drive.
Oh, I know. I'm familiar. You know, Haiti, I know how they drive.
I remember going to Bahamas one time, and a dude was bringing us from the airport, and he said, "Nah, man, you don't have to stop if nobody's around."
Oh, Jesus.
That's the rules? Oh, man.
But the fact that we looking at it, I'm like starting to, oh, man, I feel bad for the people, and I hope he's okay, man, because he looked like he was struggling to get out of the car. Oh, look, a D-Wade fan.
Yeah. Just stood out. You don't see a Heat jersey in Nigeria all the time.
Wait. Miami Vice.
No, it was a throwback.
It was a throwback?
It was a throwback.
Okay.
It was like one of those 90s Heat jerseys, but it was D-Wade on it. Like, you know, when the Heat wear those for the throwbacks.
Oh, man. I'm like, are you, like.
Schmeithen says, "Oh, yeah, Kane's playing 2 days. Someone should tell these idiots." We'll get to it, Schmeithen.
Like, dude, what is this?
Like,
you know what I love?
You
know what I love? Because, like, if we were to talk 4 hours on the Canes, no lie, Schmeithen be the first one to say, "Hey, jackasses, there were other sports."
Yeah, we get it.
We get it. Kane's playing 2 days.
2 days. Why don't you talk about Joker being in town tonight? I don't think Schmeithen loves the Canes, so I think he's. I got to be honest with you. The thing that I've been I found a little bit stunning is
the spread.
Oh yeah, I'm honestly not that surprised.
It's falling.
I'm not that surprised. I expected Ohio State to be a big favorite. I'm surprised Ohio State. A lot
trash.
Of chatter. And I'm like, didn't you guys learn from Texas A&M? Like, the receipts were hot and heavy after that game. And I felt like I think Texas A&M did the same thing where they're like, ACC team coming in here into our barn. We're going to smoke them. And they did nothing. And I don't know. You're off for a month. Your most recent performance was not great. And the Miami Hurricanes are coming in after a very confidence boosting. And I honestly don't think the Canes played, you know, their best football. I mean, defensively, they played pretty amazing.
Right.
But offensively, you know, I don't think they had everything in motion. I think you saw it, especially from the passing perspective. I mean, Mark Fletcher was a beast. Probably should have gone to him more. I don't know. But I don't know. I saw a lot of the cocky Ohio State players. I'm like, I know some of them are from down here, so maybe that's always a thing, too, where you're just like, you know, they want to make a statement at home. But I don't know, dude.
Here's what I would say.
I know it sounds weird because as a Canes fan growing up, like they were always the trash-talking team. This team is the receipt-taking team, and then they talk trash after they beat you.
Well, because they haven't won anything in a while. And keep in mind, those teams back then used to win everything.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I would say. You will never, ever, ever, probably, as long as you listen to me, hear me say this again. I have a feeling that this game will have more to do with what the coaches do than the players.
Interesting.
Because Ohio State complains about what Ryan Day does, and Miami complains about what the coach down here does, right? And they've made some mistakes on how they handle things in the past. Mario likes to play close to the vest, and he likes to wear you down. And the two games that they've struggled in have been the games where teams got out to early starts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm worried about that when the game starts. Like, are you going to be able to withstand the initial surge? Because everybody else sees the same things I see. Get up on them early, and you can win. But Ryan Day, in one of the biggest blunders of the year, and I'm going to keep saying this, you're dealing with 18 to 22-year-old kids, right? I want everybody to remember what you're doing, or if you have kids that are 18 to 22 years old. Mentally, how you handle things mentally matters a lot. And I would say this. If Ryan Day had kicked the field goal to tie the game instead of going for it on fourth down, then I'm 100% sure that kicker makes the field goal at the end of the game. Because there's a big difference in saying go out there and win the game and nothing can happen other than winning the game, or going out there and if you miss it, the game's over. Big difference. Keep in mind, you're not dealing with adults. You're dealing with young men who are moving into adulthood. So everything is a little different. For some reason, we treat these guys like they're supposed to be seasoned veterans while forgetting what we were doing when we were 18 to 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Things are still a little skittish mentally. That's just the reality of it. So you always want to keep your team in a good frame of mind. How you keep it? The best thing a coach could do after the way those first three quarters was played was kick that field goal when it was 13-10 and say, we got 15 minutes to win the Big Ten championship. Say that to your team. We're tied. We got 15 minutes versus – oh, don't worry, we'll get it back. So yeah. both coaches have had some things that.
I'd certainly like a sharper Carson Beck game, too, than we had last time.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Like that yes. I think would be.
Yes. It should be. He should have a big game for this reason. The best thing to have happened for Miami was to go out there and run that ball like that.
Yeah.
Because what do you think? What do you think Ohio State's going to come in here?
They're going to think that
that's going to loosen it up for Malachi. That's going to loosen it up for Carson Beck. Carson Beck might be able to get some good play action down the field. So, I do. You know what? First play of the game. First offensive play of the game. Play action bomb.
Ooh.
Just go.
I mean,
that's the best. Because you know, when everybody's ramped up to stop the run, you put a good play action on them. Got him. Got him.
Yeah, you had Jeremiah Smith, who's from Miami Gardens, and actually just seeing some quotes from.
Well, he's from down here. He could talk trash.
Well, yeah, he's actually. I just seeing a quote from Media Day that they're doing right now, and he said, "If Miami had one more and played in games like this in his high school career, would he be a Hurricane?" He said, "Yes."
Yeah,
everybody
knows that. Wait, nobody went to Alabama when they were losing.
Damn.
But it's true.
Oh, I understand.
You don't have to say it, though. Why not?
No, he's very honest. Like, he's been saying, he said it last week. He's like, everybody's talking about 20 years ago. And I'm like,
but nobody
on the Canes this season. It's all the fans. We're rabid. The announcers are rabid.
I say that same thing. The same thing. What? You're talking about something 25 years ago? Some of these kids weren't even
born? Well, they're going to play it in every package in the lead up to this.
Right. It's impossible not to. I'm surprised the game hasn't been re aired.
Just like they play the convicts, Catholics versus convicts bit every time Notre Dame Miami plays, right?
You don't think they're going to do like a sit down with all of the 2002
Jim Tretzel
Crane
and Larry Coker?
You got with the vest. Like, they're not going to have some kind of package of that, because it's
Yeah, of course. Of course they are. I don't blame them, but was he wrong?
You could get Maurice Claret.
Was he wrong?
What?
What he said?
Well, it's the fans, though. It's not the players. Like, Ruben Payne's not talking about the Fiesta Bowl.
Was he wrong? Everybody talking about. So then why you get mad at him for saying it?
It still hurts. It hurts. The truth hurts sometimes.
The truth hurts sometimes, but you can't be mad at him for saying
it. Who said we're mad? It's just damn. We just could damn. Nobody said they were upset. It was just damn. Yeah. You didn't got to say it like that.
Hey, listen, there had Vlad, to be something. Vlad, I'm looking over here at Tobin. He hurt right now.
I am hurt. There had to be. I bet you Jeremiah.
Thomas, hold on. Tobin read the court. He's like, damn.
You don't think that Jeremiah hurt.
That hurts the heart sometimes.
You don't think Jeremiah Smith has some family member who's a little older? No, but some family member who's a little older. When he got the news, he goes, "Oh, you're going to Ohio State? Very happy for you."
Oh yeah. And here, let's be clear. At the time, where Miami was, do you think even Hurricanes family members who were fans of the Hurricanes were like, okay, they're winning right now?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, everybody wanted to be with a winner.
Yeah.
But also
he's not tremendously old, and you have a lot of kids who are, this isn't like, it's not like 4 years ago. You have plenty of kids right now, freshman kids from down here, who are starring for this Canes team. And so, I'm sure there's plenty of paths that have been crossed on it, so it'll be fun. It's gonna add an element to it for sure. But I don't think that I don't think that any of the Canes teams on this team, Mario's gonna there's no way he's gonna allow them to talk and to bite into that.
No. Well, listen, there's a couple of guys where business means business on that defensive line, and so you got to know who you're playing against.
Mm-hmm.
And my man is out there, Jeremiah Smith is out there writing, checks that the other side of the ball got to cash, that his old line got to cash.
I just think that the
So I would be careful. Like, you may be dominant at what you do, but the people inside, they're not as dominant as the other guys on the other side of the ball.
But it's even starting with everybody who's like, I'm tired of hearing about Ruben. Like, all the national pundits who are like, you're not giving respect to Curry on their side. And I'm like, all right.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, you're not? What? Like, what does that have to do with anything?
Everybody has said these words from the second the playoffs started. The most talented team is Ohio State. Nobody has wavered from that.
Right.
So what are you talking about? Yeah, you're not getting credit.
Hey, dude, sorry the Canes have gotten a modicum of, props. They just played. You haven't played in a month. Sorry. And by the way, you can't sit here and be like, Ruben Bain is being overblown. You have all these draft nerds who keep talking about his arm length. I mean, if I hear about that one more time, it's enough already. You're sitting here. This kid had a game for all time against Texas A&M where he was a game record. They all said he was not a threat, and you guys are going to do the same thing again? We're going to continue to just dismiss it. Him and Mezidor, they're cute. Okay. All right. That's fine.
Now, I will say this. Being the same age, a lot of these guys did a lot of stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
So they may just be talking trash back and forth.
Perhaps.
You know what I mean? Like, he might be laughing about it or whatever. Because of them being the same age, they probably crossed paths before. It's kind of like when we said about Cam Ward and Shadur.
Right.
Right? We saw him talking trash, dude, but they were friends.
Did you see some of these throws Cam Ward made? These Cam Ward's come alive these last few weeks.
Yeah.
He's some of these
running
throws,
for his life.
Well, I know, but he's like the magic this guy can throw and pull out of his ass is unbelievable.
They've been playing very well towards the second half of the season. I'm happy to see both Shadur and Cam playing well in wins.
I had this conversation before, and I kind of had it earlier. We're looking at what Quinn has done. We're looking at what Shadur has done. Shadur's numbers are not better than Dylan Gabriel's. They're just different, right? He looks different. He does things differently. He is he pushes the ball down the field a little bit more. It looks different. But to the knuckleheads that don't watch the games and understand it, like just understand that we have a better chance to win with Shadur just by how he plays. And they'll say, well, look at the numbers. Dylan Gabriel's numbers are better. He hasn't thrown as many picks. Right? And so it's a weird thing that we just wanted something new or something different to the point where now we're making the same things we had a problem with okay. Mm-hmm. So when I see yours, like, he had a good first half. But if you look at those numbers, they're right in line with Tua's.
Yeah, they weren't great. Right. It wasn't like this monstrous second half. Now right. he had some big throws to put it away.
Now I will say this. He got a little zip.
Yeah, for sure.
And he does throw the ball accurate.
I understand why everybody's like, oh man. Because Tua looked broken. And so to see him physically be able to go out there and do things was nice. I'm not floored by it.
Right.
I'm not going to be sitting here being like, this is the guy. But it's not like a shade at Quinn Ewers. Like, yeah, he looked nice. That was a great first half.
Right.
Huge throw in the end zone to convert and give the Dolphins some more space. Like, he had some big moments. He had the conversion where he slotted and face off. So good for the Dolphins. They got themselves.
It's just a weird thing that once you are against a player,
mm-hmm.
then any player they put in there to replace him, you're going to like.
For sure.
And I think there's a lot of that. And so I didn't know how to even, like, receive that information myself, even watching the Browns. Like, I'm watching the game and – just watching the game and looking at the plays that Shadur makes and how he can make things happen, I feel like I have a better chance to win. And then I look at the numbers and I'm like, they're kind of.
I think you do have a better chance to win. I just think there's a belief in that team with him out there. I do think there's
even
something
though the,
to it.
And this is the thing.
I think there's something to it.
They're right. But my whole question is, even though the numbers are not better than the last quarterback he had.
Oh, my, he has a lot of interceptions.
Right. Wow. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not making this up. I am torn. I am torn by this. Because
he has 10 interceptions already?
Yes.
Who has 10?
Shadur.
A lot of it is not his fault.
No. But, Vlad, again, we're doing this. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I was curious because somebody
said, why are we in this position? Why do we do this when we just don't want another guy in there?
I was just curious because somebody said that Cam is that Shadur is better than Cam. And I'm like, I don't know, dude.
No, because here's the thing. I would say this. The thing that I am most impressed with Cam Ward is regardless of what the protection has been, regardless of what he's had to do, he's found a way with the talent that he has to be successful. Now, he might not have to do all that running around next year, but for right now, I'm doing whatever I can to win, and he's improved at it every week after week, so he's where he is now. That's the most impressive thing because, listen, we've seen rookie quarterbacks go through this, and what happens? Done. We ruined another quarterback.
Yeah, no, he seems like he's starting to come out of the other side with it. He's got 8 touchdowns, 1 pick in his last 4 games.
Right, exactly.
Shadur, he's got 4 touchdowns, How many picks? 8. He zings that football, though. Fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.